beginning of the parasha, the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu sent messengers to Esav. Ka'omar Avdecha Yaakov in Lavan Garti Va'echar Ad Ota. What was he saying in Lavan Garti? So Rashi says, Lo Nasesi Sar V'choshev. One interpretation is that Yaakov Avinu was saying, I didn't become anything special in Beis Lavan. I was only a ger, I was a stranger. So there's nothing for you to be angry at me about. You don't have to be jealous of me. The brachas were not makuyim, they weren't fulfilled. So you don't have to be annoyed at me. Then Rashi quotes another pshat, that Garti begematria tayag. Garti is begematria tayag. Chlomar, im lovan arasha garti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'lo lamarati mimaisav haroyim. That Yaakov Avinu was saying that he lived a base lovan, he was makayim all of tayag mitzvahs, he didn't learn from lovan's actions. What's interesting is that the second pshat, what does this mean? He was telling Esav that I'm still strong, I'm still spiritually strong, you're not going to be successful against me. So it should have been enough for him to say, I'm Lavan Garti V'Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. I lived with Lavan, I observed all of Tayag Mitzvahs, so you're not going to be successful against me. What does he mean by the last statement, V'lo Lamarti Mimaisav Haroim? I didn't learn from Lavan's actions. Of course, if he was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, he didn't learn from Lavan. What is Yaakov adding with this statement? Perhaps what Yaakov was alluding to is that there's a certain hashkafas hachayim, there's a certain perspective of life that the Torah demands of each and every Jew, above and beyond the tayag mitzvahs. Of course, a person has to be shomer tayag mitzvahs, he has to observe all the mitzvahs, kedasa kedin, down to the very last detail. But there's a hashkafas hachayim, there's a perspective on life, there's an attitude to life that a person has to have as well. Beyond the letter of the law, there's the spirit of the law as well. And that's what the Ramban writes in his famous comment on the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu. Ramban says that a person could be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs completely, and yet he could be a novel B'rishus HaTorah, he could be a person with inappropriate behavior within the boundaries of Torah. The Torah does not prohibit explicitly the use of vulgar language or looking for excessive luxuries. But yet, that's not the Torah perspective. That's inappropriate from the Torah's perspective. That's the spirit of the law. That's the hashkafa of Torah. So a person can observe all of Tayag Mitzvahs, and yet, if he doesn't subscribe to the Torah's hashkafa, to the Torah's perspective, he's not doing the right thing either. Now, some people think that hashkafa is a matter of personal preference. The ish kol hayosher be'einav yaseh. Everyone can sort of find their way. Halacha? No, there you have to ask a shayla. There are poskim that we have to ask. We have to find out what the answer is. We have to observe mitzvahs properly. But hashkafa is more elastic. You know, each individual can decide for themselves what they should do. It's a terrible mistake. The fact is that phrase, that ish kol hayosher be'einav yaseh, that's mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, but it's not used in a positive sense. The truth is that hashkafa also is something that a person needs a rebbe for, we need a mesara for. It doesn't mean that there's only one approach, that everyone has to do the same thing. The Torah certainly recognizes that there are different people in the world, and there are different approaches to Torah. The same is true in Psak Halacha. Very often, the answer to a shaila depends on who is asking the question, who is answering the question. There are different approaches in Torah. And that's certainly acceptable. As long as a person has a mesorah for his approach in halacha, as long as he has a rebbe, then it's an acceptable approach. Hashkafa is the same. A person has to have a rebbe, a person has to have a mesorah, a person has to have some kind of direction. But there are multiple approaches that are acceptable within the rubric of Torah hashkafa. This perhaps is what Yaakov Avinu was alluding to. That aside from the tayag mitzvahs that he observed, he was careful not to be influenced by Lavan's attitude on life, by his midos ra'os, by his excessive materialism. Lavan was very into money. He always wanted to find out if a person who was coming to visit had money, had diamonds. And Yaakov Avinu was saying that he was sensitive not to be influenced by Lavan's attitudes, because it's also a chelik of Torah. Torah is not just the letter of the law, Tayag mitzvos, down to the last detail. Of course, that's a very, very important part of Torah. But Torah is also a certain spirit, a certain hashkafa. That's an important chelik of Torah as well. And we have to be careful to be shomer both of these, to be shomer Torah mitzvos, to observe mitzvahs properly, but also to be shomer the hashkafa of Torah, to develop a kesher with a Rebbe, to find someone whose approach to life appeals to us and resonates with us, and we can follow that. A Rebbe who has a derech from his Rebbe, from his sources. And hopefully if we'll find that connection, we'll find a Rebbe to connect to, and we'll follow Hashkafas HaTorah with the Mesorah, then we'll be able to uphold every Chelek HaTorah, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law as well.